You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Talking earlier about the connections, and there's a big connection in football that it's unbelievable. You can go back to, I mean, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s. I mean, Jerry Rice, Joe Montana, Jerry Rice, Steve Young. So many connections with the receiver and quarterback that we've seen over the years. Ben Roethlisberger, Antonio Brown. I mean, even Tom Brady. Wes Welker, that connection is so big in football. And whenever you have that down, you know that you can hang your hat on something. You know that you can hang your hat on that connection, that quarterback-receiver connection, and you could do special things. And Ben Roethlisberger on his football and podcast, he was talking about the connection between Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf and how potentially lethal it could be.
I'm feeding y'all this, okay, Steeler Nation family? I am giving you guys all this why to be excited and why this is going to be like those two could go crazy. And Aaron's had some great receivers, don't get me wrong, but he hasn't had to do like this either. I'm watching them at practice and it wasn't all perfect. They're still working through things, you know, and it may take a little while. It may take a couple of weeks to get going because they're still, you know, you got to get, they're probably not gonna play in the preseason this week either.
Sure.
So it's going to take a few weeks potentially. I mean, you're going to see some flashes. You're going to see some great things. Okay. So let me tell you this, when they get going,
really,
I'm telling you, it's going to be something special, okay?
And this goes back for a while, and especially with this, you know, this direct connection. And I believe whenever you acquire a receiver like DK Metcalf, who's one of the best receivers in the game, most dominant receivers in the game, you trade for him, and then you give him a new contract. I guarantee his first question is, who's throwing me the football? And not that DK Metcalf really had a choice where he was going to go, but whenever you get traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers and you look at the quarterback situation and you realize that two quarterbacks are free agents, you're like, who in the hell is throwing me the football? Yeah, $150 million contract. That is unbelievable. That's life-changing. But I want to know who's throwing me the ball. And I guarantee you, I don't have any inside information on this, but I guarantee you, as soon as DK Metcalf was traded to the Steelers, and he asked that question, they told him, Aaron Rodgers. And he's like, okay, let's do this. Let's do this. And this is way before Aaron Rodgers ever signed with the Pittsburgh Steelers. It was floated out there that Aaron Rodgers was potentially going to be the Steelers quarterback at the time when DK Metcalf got traded. But I guarantee you DK Metcalf knew that Aaron Rodgers was coming the whole entire time. And then I believe like a month or a month and a half later, you saw the videos of DK Metcalf and Aaron Rodgers working out in California. They started this relationship months and months ago. Ben Roethlisberger is absolutely right. Whenever Aaron Rodgers is in a pinch, he can find DK Metcalf. Whenever he needs to convert a third down, he can find DK Metcalf. If they're in the red zone and he needs to score a touchdown, he can find DK Metcalf. And that's why they were roommates together, obviously, up in training camp. This is something that could be special. This is something that could be special. With the way that Aaron Rodgers can still throw, with the way that Aaron Rodgers can still process the game, with how explosive and dynamic and big and physical and dominating DK Metcalf is, those two can take over games. And that's what I said before. Like, that's the reason why I believe that Aaron Rodgers is going to have a good season. And why that he is that much better than Mason Rudolph, for those people out there that think that Mason Rudolph is just could be just as good as Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is going to be asked to win a few football games this year by himself. And I think he is capable of doing that. He's not capable of winning every game by himself, but he is going to be capable of winning a few games for the Pittsburgh Steelers by himself. And with DK Metcalf, that's only going to help that cause. I don't believe that Mason Rudolph is capable of doing that. Not saying Mason Rudolph is bad, but I think that if Aaron Rodgers gets going and he's in sync and he's feeling it, and DK Metcalf is on the right or left side of him, those two can take over football games. We see it week in and week out in the NFL. Ja'Marr Chase, Joe Burrow. I mean, even Tyreek Hill and Tua at times. There's so many 1-2 punches. Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, AJ Brown, Jalen Hurts. It's very important to have that big time number one receiver, but it's even bigger to have that connection. And I believe that they started that process months ago, before Aaron Rodgers was even a Pittsburgh Steeler. That's very significant to me. Now, everything's going to have to align. I understand that. Everything is going to have to align for the Pittsburgh Steelers in order for them to be competent or even competitive this year, and especially in the playoffs. But I don't know if you could ask for a better situation realistically than having Aaron Rodgers, who could still throw the football, who can still process the game at the highest level, and DK Metcalf, who is a big play receiver. I don't know if you could ask for a better situation to have on your offense. I'm excited. I don't want to get too ahead of myself, but I know how these things work. I know how those connections work. And if they can get going early, it's going to be significant. They do not need preseason, so don't even go there. We'll talk about that next, the whole preseason, and who's going to play, who's not going to play, who Mike Tomlin thinks is going to play, might play, you know, what guys might suit up, what guys might not. We'll talk about that next. But this connection is something to pay attention to, because it started months and months and months ago before Aaron Rodgers ever stepped foot in the Pittsburgh Steelers facility. I'm excited about it. I'm excited to see what those two can do. I'm excited to see what DK Metcalf can do this year. He's going to need help for sure, but there's going to be times where they're in a pinch and they need to get 7 yards on a third down to continue a drive to head into the red zone, and DK Metcalf is going to get open and Aaron Rodgers is going to find him and put a rate on his numbers. That's something we haven't seen in a long time here in Pittsburgh. A long time. And it doesn't even matter what route it is. It could be over the middle, it could be outside, it could be a hitch route, it could be a slant route, it could be a dig route, it doesn't matter. They'll be able to find each other and be on the same page and understand what each other is going to do and what each other wants to do. Fantastic blurb there by Ben Roethlisberger, because I totally agree. I'm very excited about those two working together and how they can enhance this Pittsburgh Steelers offense. Really, really excited about it. Now, you're going to need to protect. I understand that. A lot of things are going to have to align, but I'm excited about those two going out there against the Jets and lighting it up.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.